Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Everyone, this is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love, the first day of June 2013. Today, the cosmic weather is interesting with a tight grand trine in water signs that includes Venus and Neptune, the beautiful dreamy combo, both trine Saturn, which anchors the synergy in this trinity with a grounded congruence. So that's the energy I'm tuning into, and I'll try to catch this wave and ride it today. And today is a good time for soul soaring on thermals of cosmic grace, you might say, thanks to streaming of the Holy Spirit with the strong grand trine energy going on now. So I thought I'd begin with a reading on soul soaring that I published on the HeartCom Network this last week. This is soul soaring. In the larger scheme of eternal progression, spiritual laws govern without exception. One soul knows with humble confession the invisible hands of divine intercession. By perspiration, we strive to optimize aptitude. And by inspiration, we rise up with better attitude. And by grace, we soar to a much higher altitude. As each soul ascends, it uplifts the multitude. Global evolution is the revolution beginning. The vision alone is a cause for much grinning. Cherish this time as the veil is now thinning. Hell may be disturbed, but heaven is winning. Ready or not, there are options now revealing, choices to be made that are quite appealing. Mysteries are unveiled, no longer concealing. Soul soaring with new opportunity congealing. There are rules whereby creation's intention is self-evident to those who focus attention above as below with great love's retention to wise up and rise up, conscious ascension in a unified field of co-creation dimension. So that's my little ditty on soul soaring. The article on soul soaring follows. I have that link to that article with graphics, several pictures, and in-depth concepts for regular readers of my blog, and you'll find that is especially interesting for people that are new to Cosmic Love and maybe tuning in. A lot of information there on the energetics of conscious evolution. So June is. This first day of June is the most. This is the month that's the most popular time for weddings. Spring is in full bloom. It's also a time in our modern, instant, everywhere, interactive world when global change has local opportunity blossoming. This is the global local dynamic that's going on with the thinning of the veil. I've talked about this a lot in previous shows. So you can trend fit this opportunity, catch the wave, and ride it for all it's worth. You're blossoming, you might say, with soul soaring on upward mobile thermals. And there are four dimensions of this opportunity. For optimal trend fit, you know, if you want to catch the wave, there's the etheric dimension, which is of the spirit, the language of the angels of love, also known as heart coherence. And there's links, several links on heart coherence. The understanding of heart coherence is the standard of frequency, the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm. It's the scientific frequency, the frequency of holy compassion. And I think you'll find those links in the article on soul soaring interesting. Now, there's also the perceptual dimension, which is of the mind. You might say it's your spiritual interface with the mind of G-O-D. G-O-D as geometric ordered divinity, the fractal order of the holographic universe. And this is the love model, as those who listen to the show are familiar with, for navigating inner space, your mental interface with the law of the angles of geometric ordered divinity. This is also the programming language for your holodeck, you know, between your ears. The energetic, holographic energetic field called the brain field from left brain to right, upper brain to lower brain, forebrain to rear brain, foresight to hindsight, etc. So there's another dimension, the physical dimension, which is in your hands, your action interface. You are what you do, what you love, having become what you did, what you loved. So the integration and synergy of these three dimensions is the results dimension. It naturally follows from the first three dimensions. This is a choice we all have to either trend fit each moment of each day with the extraordinary opportunity of the moment to build soul-soaring momentum or not. And more on this is at the Soul Soaring website on the Cosmic Love homepage. You can go into that. I'm going to go into that a little bit with some highlights. There's a graphic there that it begins with regarding the evolutionary ascent process. The graphic in that picture was a beautiful picture of the sun rising. Some people would say sun setting, but the universe is not. It says the universe is not punishing you or blessing you. The universe is responding to the vibrational attitude that you are emitting. That's an Abraham Hicks quote. And the picture reference to that is another article done this last week called Your Attitude. And there's a link to that. And it's more on this in-depth on this understanding of the vibrational attitude that you are emitting is really what the universe responds to. And there's an in-depth understanding there that you might appreciate. So it goes on to say on the Soul Soaring that heaven knows that global humanity is on the threshold of accelerated conscious evolution as ascent of the united family of man in an everywhere interactive global village, which is all of us as the united sovereigns of Earth. You know, we're kind of at that stage with global evolution revolution. We're at the same point that U.S. founders are when they were pioneering representative self-government. But now it's not the United States of America. It's the United Sovereigns of Earth. It's still the U.S., but it's the global U.S. now. So many souls are now awakening to the purpose and plan of greater service on the path of conscious evolution. And in the quantum field now surging, each one's ascent floats all boats with more love, easier and faster. Again, it's a vibrational frequency. As one individual rises in frequency, it tends to resonate and pull up, you might say, in frequency, all others. Floats all boats. Excuse me. So conscious evolution of what one asks for ultimately learns what to fervently pray for. What all souls want in service to creation, in good conscience, in all of our relations. I'm getting poetic here again a little bit, but this concept then goes into these four dimensions. There's different way. This is a different way of orienting the four dimensions I was referring to. And again, we're talking about dimensional shift as the veil thins with the surge in the source field, the unified quantum field with galactic alignment. Again, this is a subject I've addressed in many previous programs and many articles in the Hardcom Network. Excuse me. So we're talking about, these four dimensions in this way. The first dimension being coherence with the heart of creation. We're back to this concept of there is a frequency in the quantum field that's a standard. It's called heart coherence. And this is the language of the angels of love, holy compassion, kind men among mankind, you know, the flame of charity. And another dimension that corresponds to the four dimensions I referred to previously is congruence with the mind of creator. And again, I'm referring to the law of the angles of G-O-D, geometric order divinity. So we've got the heart and mind dimension, and then there's co-creation with synthesis of both. The synergy of the Trinity, the threefold flame, you might say, of love, power and wisdom on these first three dimensions that corresponds to. And the integration, the holistic integration of these first three dimensions results in, you know, the upward mobile, you know, goal of conscious evolution is higher conscience, you know, the capstone, you might say, of attainment. And CAP and capstone is an acronym for the creative ascent process. And this is dovetailing for being in terms of being in divine love, God love, the harmony of heart coherence and the order of the universe with mind congruence. So this goes into more depth then with modern quantum physics. And, you know, this article, Soul Soaring, it goes into more understanding of quantum physics and what's going on with this technical understanding of heart coherence in the unified field, the quantum field, and resonance in your heart, the heart of an atom on an atomic level to the galactic level, the great central sun in a galaxy. It's a frequency that's systemic in the field that represents the universal heart of creation. And basically this is saying that, and there's a graphic that goes with this that says love is the silent power within all things. And there is a science to that in the quantum field. And the understanding of that science is the understanding of heart coherence. And modern psychology has also gone deep into a temporal understanding of mind congruence, this concept of the mind of God or the order of the universe or the archetypal, you know, Carl Jung frames of reference for congruence with the mind of God as in the fractal order of the holographic universe. In other words, it's all in divine order. And there is a frame of reference for that divine order that represents the first principles of cosmic law. And you can say it's these four dimensions, with the fifth dimension being the capstone. Or there's different ways to relate to 5D wholeness, 5D integration, or dimensional integrity, whereby the whole in all five dimensions is greater than the sum of the parts. But there's a progressive revelation involved from the understanding of heart congruence as a standard, mind congruence as a frame of reference, the co-creation synergy of these two going on in the hemispheres of the brain, left brain, right brain, are switching all the time. Left brain is linear and logical, right brain is nonlinear and intuitive. And some people are left brain dominant, some people are right brain dominant. And the balance of the two hemispheres is like the balance and synergy of the best of both worlds. And this article on Soul Soaring goes into this. So I'm relating this to the, you might say, what will happen for global humanity at this time with conscious evolutionary ascent as quantum reality meets our net reality. In other words, a big shift there's a big shift in process in the computer internet revolution as the last frontier of inner space, the internet, is pioneered with real-time, instant online social conscience and global social networks with heart coherence and mind congruence. This is what's going on globally. And the dynamic of where this is going and how this is affecting both local and global change, the rate of change in the direction of more social conscience in social networks, this is the dimensional shift. And one way of understanding the dimensional shift. So I've been talking about and writing about the concept of the next big thing in the computer internet revolution for some time in terms of, you know, the shift from the emphasis on hardware, which was IBM, to software, which was emphasized by Microsoft, and then NetWare came along with Netscape when the computer became the network of computers. And the next big thing in this natural organic evolution is hardware, an interactive interface that includes both heart coherence and mind congruence. Now we're talking about the hardware includes a biofeedback interface for registering heart coherence, and there's a link on that that goes into that. And this heart coherence technology and science has been pioneered for 20, almost 30 years by Dan Winter. I've interviewed him on Cosmic Love Radio talk show before. And he's actually developed this heart coherence interface for smartphones, you know, the iPhone, the iPad, for tablets, where it will actually show when you're communicating with someone, when you're in the actual frequency of heart coherence, holy compassion, centered in your heart, you might say, and it is a frequency, and it can be objectified. And as you become conscious of how you're conscious with heart coherence, amazing things happen in conversations and communications. And that's one part of this concept of heartware. As his heart sink, or the heart's ring, as Dan Winter refers to it. And this heart coherence is integrated with a unique hardware processing of real-time mass-to-mass mind congruence. And that's explained in the links I've provided on the website for those who want to go into it in more detail on soul soaring, which is, again, on the Cosmic Love homepage. You can go through this in greater depth. But the concept there is that it's possible for 100 or a dozen or a million people to respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise. In fact, creating a frame of reference that shows with a unified field pattern, you know, a dot pattern, with you might say three dimensions of evaluation criteria, three numbers in sequence that you can input at any one time while you're watching a video, where you can respond and basically input, you know, these first three dimensions I was referring to, from the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain. These dimensions of evaluation criteria, with three numbers in sequence, 3, 1 to 10 scales, that create a dot in a cube, you might say. And the unified field of these dots in a cube at any one moment of the video says an awful lot about the context and meaning as far as people's response to a program. And the vision of what this means in terms of what's called information's ecology, how people can originate a program, evaluate a program, then create a new program, showing how the evaluation of that program references the collective consciousness at any one moment of the program, where there's a grouping of response, and how everyone comes together in this field pattern, this unified field pattern, this heartware interface. Also referencing who is in heart coherence and who is not. Now, the vision of this, the technology is there. The heart sync has already been developed by Dan Winter. This model of heartware has been out there for some time. The two of them together, heart and mind, you might say, and the relationship of the individual to the collective consciousness, will objectify basically the processes of consciousness in a way that will involve and evolve the collective conscience of any social network. In other words, culture and conscience in social networks. Social conscience in social networks. Imagine that, what that would do to the collective consciousness of humanity. So it's the combination of both the physical and the psychical, you might say, effective sensory perception that determines conscious evolution and the progress of conscious evolution within a social network with, you know, you might say within any social network community through a communication process that integrates both heart, mind, spiritual synergy. You know, spiritual is a function of social conscience as involved and evolves a balanced threefold flame, these three dimensions I've referenced. There's an interesting quote by Dale Carnegie that I want to kind of break and go into here, that success is getting what you want and happiness is wanting what you get. It's a real interesting concept. If you think of success as the ongoing realization of a worthy goal, happiness is then wanting what, you know, if you get what you ask for, whether you know it or like it or not, in the larger scheme of things, happiness is then wanting what you get. You know, but you know what you know. We get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. In the larger scheme of things, the only thing you have to worry about is what you ask for, because some people are not happy with what they've created. And if we're going to be co-creators, you know, in the context and meaning of the larger creation, you know, soul soaring with conscious evolution, the evolutionary ascent in the larger scheme of things, then happiness, you know, the pursuit of happiness includes being happy with what you get out of, you know, in the process, because it is an ongoing process. And so the ongoing realization of a worthy goal is the soul's pure intention, as focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in this integrated spiritual dimension where a higher understanding of one universal love truly rules in the larger scheme of things. Eternal progression, conscious evolution. So, success is getting what you want with your beliefs, thoughts, feelings, and actions on the path of conscientious mastery. And happiness is wanting what you get with belief in yourself. You know, the I am, I can, I will, I do, you know, affirmation, confirmation, determination, integration through a thought form of yourself, which is your self-image, and a feeling about yourself, which is your self-esteem. And what you do with that threefold flame, the integration of your beliefs, your thoughts, and feelings about yourself. So this understanding is based on unnatural law, as represented in the two hemispheres of your brain's holodeck for perception, you know, the RAM and the ROM of your OS, your operating system between your ears. Your left brain ROM, read-only memory, is highly compartmentalized, with those mental compartments accessed via the charge that conditions them, whether positive or negative. In other words, pleasure, pain, loss, gain, fame, and shame are equally the same charge. It's like the charge cost for your ROM, your read-only memory. Now, the left brain hosts your self-image. This is the way you see yourself. This is because the left brain utilizes linear, logical, you know, left brain thinking as spatial reasoning, which is attributed to IQ. Now, spatial reasoning is what we get in formal education. It develops the left brain. We don't have education of the heart in most of our formal education systems. They pretty much educate, you know, emotional intelligence out of the equation. So this thing of IQ is like pattern recognition skills, which distinguish the left brain's mastery. It's a visual skill. You know, the expression, get the picture? Well, linear logical left brain letter of the law, that's half-brained. You know, that's what we get in formal education. You know, developing our ROM, our read-only memory. You know, memorizing what's been programmed, compartmentalized in the left brain. And dominance of this linear logical left brain is typically a male-dominant attribute. And this is the natural biological law model of the L in the love model. Now, right brain dominance is nonlinear. It's intuitive, and it's represented by the O in the love model. This spherical consciousness, you know, spherical as in the zero and the love model, you know, the nonlinear spherical consciousness, is typically a feminine attribute representing one's emotional intelligence, EQ. That is the resonance in your holodeck known as heart coherence. Remember, the heart frequencies are much stronger than the brainwave frequencies. I've read, you know, it's more than 1,000 times stronger, the energy frequency, electromagnetics of the heart, rather than the electroencephalograph frequencies in the brain field in your holodeck between your ears. So it says this: the emotional intelligence of the heart is the resonance in your holodeck, you know, your brain holodeck. And this is, again, known as heart coherence. We're back to the being coherence, education of the heart. And these heart intelligence skills distinguish the right brain's mastery. And it's an audio skill. You know, it's a vibe, you know, expression, get the vibe. EQ, heart intelligence, is smart with the heart. So your right brain RAM, random access memory, is highly psychic. That just knows intuitively, and it's also governed by charge. But this charge is in a frequency way that calibrates feelings, harmonics, with a standard for harmony, you know, heart coherence. This is the universal standard from atomic to galactic. It's a frequency. Call it holy compassion. Call it love vibe, love frequencies. And the right brain intuitive feelings represent this as energy in motion, emotion. So this is the understanding of emotion. And again, we don't get emotional intelligence in formal education. They don't begin primary school with education of the heart, you know, the fundamentals of social conscience, you know, and this understanding of harmonics. That's not a skill that's cultivated. Some people get it and some people don't. Good teachers convey it. Other teachers don't. But this is the understanding of mastering energy and motion, emotion, which is an expression of the soul. Heart coherence is an expression of the soul. You know, it basically guides this energy in motion is the guidance factor for soul evolution. Heart coherence is a guidance factor. And essentially, there are only two emotions. It either feels positive or negative. Your soul's indication of where you are now. So positive emotions represent heart coherence. A negative energy in motion, not so much. This is why it's not just what you say, but the way you say it that conveys the coherent spirit that matters. That's also why the power of love with threefold hope, faith, and charity is optimized with charity as the holy spirit of love and action by way of enlightened heart coherence. I say enlightened heart coherence as a qualifier because basically you've heard the expression more light and love. Well, the light of love with heart coherence is the path to enlightenment, being centered and connected in the frequency of heart coherence, being coherent with the heart, through the heart. One of the greatest mysteries of this mastery process is how the left and right hemispheres of the earth are somehow connected energetically within the two hemispheres of your personal brain holodeck. Now, this is an amazing subject that I learned in depth from this one lady that was on Cosmic Love about a year ago, and she's very brilliant, did this book on the field, another book. She's a national best-selling author on this understanding of the field, the energy field, the quantum field, globally. And she went into, in her book and on the show, how the Oriental mind, the Eastern Hemisphere, they process more from the right brain. And Western dominant, you know, Western civilization, left brain dominant civilization, processes from more out of the left brain. And in the Western Hemisphere, for example, she explained that, you know, we read from left to right. you know, we all read on a page, you know, from left to right, from left brain to right, with word symbols. But in the Eastern Hemisphere, they read from right to left, from right brain to left brain, with pictogram symbols. And calligraphy pictograms say more with less. It's a holistic-oriented right brain ability that is inscrutable to half-wits, you know, the left brain dominant people. I say half-wits, but, you know, basically, whole brain is better than half brain is what I'm saying. And it's interesting that the Oriental mind is more social conscience oriented. They're more family oriented, extended family oriented, like tribal group network oriented. The network marketing is very big over there. It's kind of burnt out here in the United States because it's so everyone's so independent oriented and doesn't want to, you know, follow the leader in a network marketing program. But this is one of the huge growth industries in the Eastern civilization because they're more right brain oriented. They're more social conscience oriented, and what's what's good for one, what benefits one benefits all, and network marketing, network community, social networking is huge, in the Eastern Hemisphere. So since the two hemispheres of the global holodeck correspond holographically to the holodeck between your ears, the balance of L plus O is the V of love in the love model and represents the trinity of synergy. In other words, it's like thesis, antithesis, synthesis, left brain, right brain, brain switching, the V, you know, between the two. And whether your brain switching from the lower brain or the upper brain is another dimension. In other words, whether you're switching between your two hemispheres out of the pineal gland and the pituitary gland out of the upper brain, or out of the reptilian brain, you know, it's the lower brain, you know, whether you're switching out of, you know, the fight or flight response of the R complex of the lower brain. You know, again, that's part of this three-dimensional frame of reference with the concept of heartware. And basically, this is what I'm doing now. I'm going through these different dimensions with an understanding of natural law as a function of the left brain and the right brain. So there's this L, O, and V, this linear consciousness, nonlinear spherical consciousness, and then this trinity, the synthesis of the L and the O in this love model that represents the trinity of synergy in all four converging triangles in the capstone of the E in the love model. In other words, if you're the E in the love model is a square with a cross and a circle in the middle. Well, that's like looking down on the pyramid, and the capstone is the creative ascent process, where all four triangles converge. And you can say that those four triangles in self are spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical dimensions of oneself. And in civilization, you can say it's the four dimensions of self-governing, self-learning, self-healing, and commerce. You can say it's the four dimensions of four core institutions of governance, education, healthcare, and the economy, with commerce. So you've got self and civilization where there's this creative ascent process involved. And basically, in both cases, you're talking about a dimensional understanding of the integration of these key factors, these key dimensions. You know, it's progressive. Like law of the one, the two in one, the three in one, and the four in one, the capstone. It's like the capstone of the pyramid of self and civilization. It's all the integration of all four sides of self and civilization. So many gifted right brain dominant individuals have difficulty comprehending this linear conceptual logic of this left brain letter of the law model of love I'm referring to, because a lot of people, because their right brain dominant. They don't get this left brain stuff, and they lack pattern recognition skills. It's just a conceptual abstract. And conversely, there are many gifted left brain dominant individuals who have difficulty understanding the nonlinear intuitive gifts of right brain dominance, whereby the frequency of love is clearly discerned. What I'm saying here is that either dominant strength in excess is a weakness. The linear logical letter of the law in excess weakens the nonlinear spirit of the law as the angels of our better nature, you know, heart coherence. It's the intelligence of the heart that is lacking in left-brain dominant Western civilization. High-tech without high-touch coherence is like smart without heart, or it's like DUH, dense, unconscious, and heartless. Conversely, higher heart intelligence, you know, EQ, and higher mental intelligence, IQ, are both optimized when balanced, when they're in the combined holodeck on Earth as within you. In other words, this understanding of the integration of these dimensions to define what's sometimes referred to as 5D. What's the fifth dimension? Well, it's a conscience of wholeness and synergy and integration. And how this works, the conceptual model for that helps to as the frame of reference to understand that. Heart coherence is pretty well explained. Education of the heart is pretty well explained with Dan Winter's work, I mean, in great detail, the science of it. And I've gone into it repeatedly from a lot of different perspectives to get a multi-perspective, holographic, you might say, perspective on all these different angles of looking at what's going on with the frequency of heart coherence as a universal standard in throughout cosmos, from the atomic to the galactic. And this has vast implications for holistic healing with the personal and planetary holodeck, this understanding, because this is basically the soul of global humanity has the same purpose as every soul on the path of eternal progression. And we're back to soul soaring. So the harmony of the spheres is an expression that's well known in those who study the mysteries of God, and that it goes on, you know, it's worlds without end, and it's heart coherence. It's heart coherence from the atomic to the galactic, the harmony of the spheres. And it's governed by the spherical consciousness, the nonlinear consciousness, you know, the circle of wholeness in the love model, whereby that which goes around comes around in cycles of action, reaction, stimulus, response, reaping what we've sown with our wants. Ideally, you know, with an attitude of gratitude to be happy. So we get what we ask for and we're glad of it. And that's the choice, moment to moment. Your thoughts and beliefs of the past have created this moment, and all the moments up to this moment. What you are now choosing to believe and think and say will create the next moment, and the next day, and the next month, and the next year. Actually, that's a quote from Louise Hay. I want to repeat that. This is a quote by Louise Hay. I really like this. Your thoughts and your beliefs of the past have created this moment and all the moments up to this moment. What you are now choosing to believe and think and say will create the next moment and the next day and the next year and the next year, the next month and the next year. We are what we believe, we become what we believe. We are what we think, we become what we thought. We are what we feel, we become what we felt. We are what we do, we become what we did, moment to moment. Day to day, month to month, year to year. So that's how we build momentum, moment to moment, as a habit of believing, thinking, and feeling love. Balance to the left and right hemisphere of the personal and planetary holodeck.
15 minutes to.
Is the natural law function of creation, the creative ascent process. And the geometry, that is what I've been going through, a geometric frame of reference with this love model, with the linear consciousness, spherical consciousness, Trinity consciousness, and this archetype that Jung referred to as the most powerful thought form in the universe, and the key to the ascension of the planet, which is the mandalic archetype, which you can say is the pyramid of self and civilization, of the E in the love model. So we get what we ask for in the larger scheme of cause and effect that only love can redeem. As goes around, comes around, sooner or later, and this cosmic law applies for lover or hater. This is how we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not, and this is the process of conscious evolution in the eternal scheme of things. And so I'm going to give a wrap for the show today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Here's to our accelerated evolutionary ascent. Happy trails, and look forward to talking with you here in another couple weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I've enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.